بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, my brothers and sisters, there are, alhamdulillah, people ask some good questions, mashallah, and I always encourage that. It also helps me to for topics for my khatira. One question that was asked is that we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all the power. He has, He is Alimul Khabir, He is Ala Kulli Shayin Qadir, He is the Khaliq and the Malik of everything, He knows everything. So what is the point of creation? Why did He create anything? And what is the point of tests? Good question. But one of the reasons for these questions is because we don't take the trouble to study our aqidah properly. This is a big tragedy, because whenever I speak about aqidah, I'm absolutely amazed at the fact that most people seem to know nothing at all, zero. But they're praying five times a day and everything else. Alhamdulillah, inshallah, we ask Allah to accept the salah and everything else. But the point is that how can you live in a state of ignorance like this? Right? It is not good. It is incumbent upon us, it's fard upon us to learn what our aqidah is. What do you believe? If you say, I'm Muslim, okay, so you're Muslim. What do you believe? We have no idea. Seriously, I'm not joking, I'm not exaggerating, believe me. I have no idea. People have no idea. One line they cannot say. So this must change. Now, with respect to the question, as I said, good question, alhamdulillah. Before I answer the question, we have to understand one very important thing, and that is, with regard to the matters of al-ghayb, with regards to matters of what we know as unperceivable, right, which is in the ghaib, as well as with matters that concern Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself, which is the Zat of Allah, the person of Allah, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Himself, about the Arsh of Allah, about the promises of Allah, about Jannah, Jahannam, and so on and so on. We believe whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us without, we say bila kaif, without asking how. We don't use our logic, we don't try to, create some imagination around it, no. For example, just to give you one example, I don't want to delay or extend this khatira. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, خَلَقَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْأَرْشِ. Allah said, He created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and then He made istiwa on His arsh. Now this actually happened. Somebody asked Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, what is the meaning of istiwa? Istiwa ala al-arsh, what is the meaning of that? Sayyidina Umar said, may Allah have mercy on me, may Allah forgive me. How can I say about something which Allah has not explained? Which sky will hide me if I say about Allah that which I do not know? The reason I'm saying it, this is because people like this, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, and so on, radiallahu anhu, these were people who learned the deen directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If they did not take any risk in this matter, how can we take risk? So don't go into the issue, oh, istawa means this, that. No, istawa means whatever istawa means, as Allah wished. So when we say, if I ask you the question, where is Allah? What is the answer? Where is Allah? Where is Allah? What do you believe? Huh? Huh? Exactly. Allah is on His arsh. Allah is not everywhere. Again, see, this is the confusion that we have. Allah is everywhere is Hindu philosophy. It is not. It's nothing to do with Islam. Allah did not say He is everywhere. Allah says He knows everything. When you say Allah is everywhere, what do you mean?
Or is there angels? Control everything.
That's a different thing. He's got angels, his knowledge, all that. But you are saying Allah is everywhere. Then Allah is Allah. Where did Allah say? Where did He say He is? Allahu alal arsh. Thumma istawa alal arsh. Allah is not dispersed in His creation. But does Allah know everything which is happening in His creation? Of course. He knows all that. Not only does He know that real time as it is happening, He also knows what was going to happen before time, because He has this knowledge. So we first and foremost understand, we believe about Allah, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us without asking how. For example, I'll give you another example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran said, Wa arshuhu alal ma. Allah said His arsh is on the water. Which water? Is there a sea? Is there an ocean or something? Is it salt water, salt, sweet water? What is the meaning of arsh? Is the arsh floating on the water? Is there water below and arsh is there in the air? Who's going to answer these questions? Nobody. Allah said, Arshuhu alal ma. Allah said His arsh is on the water. We believe this. That's it. Period. Whatever that means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Biyadihil khair. If somebody says, Allah said, does Allah have a hand? Does Allah have a hand or not? He has, because He said, Biyadihil khair. He said, in His hand there is khair. So He has a hand. Is it hand? Obviously, His hand is not like your hand or my hand. So to give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qualities that belong to people, or to give people qualities that belong to Allah, this is major shirk and takes you out of Islam, if that is what you believe. Right? So first and foremost, in terms of Aqidah, it is, and I'm just being very brief, there's much more detail to this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is complete. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is, even before the thing happens, Allah knows what is going to happen. Right? Now, the question is, if Allah knows all of this, then why test? The answer is, the test is not for Allah to find out, because Allah already knows. The test is for us to create evidence in favor of ourselves or against ourselves. So that when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will not be able to say, I was not given a chance. If I was given a chance, I would have done differently. So no, give you a chance. Chance was given to you, you did what you did. Right? Number one. Number two, tests also happen. We call it a test. The test is not like an exam. The test as in difficulty, fitna. It also happens to as a sign of the mercy of Allah. So for example, you might say, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَنُزِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَّ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah said, we give you a small punishment before a big punishment so that you return to us. Why is the small punishment coming? Because of what we are doing. Allah said, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِي النَّاسِ لِيُزِيقَهُمْ بَعْدَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah said, the fitna, the trials, tribulations, difficulties, calamities, diseases, pandemics, endemics, all of these which are on the land and the sea are because of the actions of people. They are happening because you are earning them. There is global warming, which is resulting in climate change, which is resulting in flood somewhere, which is resulting in major fire somewhere else and so on. Why? Because of you. Because you insist on creating, through your technology, carbon dioxide and all kinds of greenhouse gases. And that is the reason why this global warming is happening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the system, and you went and corrupted the system, this is going to happen to you. So this is happening because of your actions. Why is there so much of suffering in the world? Because you insist on having an economy which is based on war. You want to have an economy which is based on the manufacture and sale of weapons of mass destruction. What were you expecting to happen? Flowers are going to fall from the sky. It's insane. I mean, if I'm going to have my income because by selling bombs and guns, then what will happen? That bomb or the gun is created for what? There's only one thing we can do with that. So if I'm going to have economies which are based on war, we will have wars. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, wake up. Stop fooling yourself. You are in trouble because of yourself. So what must you do? La'allahum yarjun. Turn around, go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fix yourself. Change the way you think, change the way you act, life will become much better automatically. Because life became bad because of the way we acted. So the test is for us to change ourselves. Third reason is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also sends tests to elevate darajat, to elevate ranks. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَالنَّقْصِ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, surely we will test you with khawf, with fear, and with joy, with hunger, with naqsir min al-amwal, with destruction of your wealth and your family and children and so on. Well, and yourself and your fruits of your labor, your body, different kinds of tests. Maybe disease, maybe war, maybe accidents, maybe financial loss, whatever. Allah said, we will test you. And then Allah said, Bashara, and good tidings, glad tidings, good news for the people of Sabr, for Sabirin. Who are they? Alladhina idha asabatum musibatun qalu inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. These are the people who, when they have difficulties and so on, they say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. We are from Allah, we go back to Allah. And then Allah said, for them, salawatum min rabbihim wa rahmah. For them, there is blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on them, and there is mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ulaika humul muhtadun, and these are the people who are rightly guided. So these tests also happen, for example, for that reason. Because you might say that, otherwise how do you explain? You have good people to whom apparently bad things happen, right? Many, many, many examples. We have examples right now in front of our eyes, but also in history there are many people. The biggest and finest and most important example of that is Rasulullah ﷺ in Taif. The stone hit him. He was injured. He was bleeding. He bled. The people insulted him. That is mental torture, physical torture. Right? Somebody stabbed Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. Somebody killed Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Somebody killed his two sons, Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhu. The whole family of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they're all good people, they're not bad people, they're not evil people, Allah is not punishing them. So how come this happened to them? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests them to raise their ranks. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is min Allahi ta'ala. They understand that, they are not complaining. You know, so very important to understand. So tests happen for many reasons. Therefore, finally, what must we do? What we need to do is, when you have a test, when there is a difficulty, whether it's within yourself or whether it's happening around you and you are worried about it, number one, make istighfar and tawbah. First and foremost, make istighfar. It's happening because of us. Somewhere, directly, indirectly, I'm involved, you are involved in some way. So it is happening because. So number one, istighfar and tawbah. Change yourself. Make repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turn around. Second thing is, look in your own life and say, what is it in my life that can be the cause of this? Now you might say, well, whatever I'm doing in America, how does it affect Palestine? It does. It's like the body, right? Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the body is one thing, right? So if you smoke cigarettes, what is affected? Your mouth, your lungs. But the effect of that comes somewhere else. Right? If you are eating something, drinking something, the effect is not in the place. If I eat something haram, for example, or if I eat some, say for example, I eat something which I'm not supposed to eat. Say if I'm diabetic, right? And I pick up some sugar and eat it. Will my fingers be affected? Will my mouth be affected? No. It goes into the bloodstream. And the effect comes somewhere else. So even though I may be sitting here and doing some, you know, garbage in this place, the effect of that is on the ummah. So you see it in Palestine, you see it in China, you're seeing it in some other place and a third place and a fourth place because of what people are doing. And may Allah protect us, we are Muslims. So if we do, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the body is, the ummah is one body. So if one part pains, the whole body pains. So the same thing affects. If one part is doing some corruption, the whole body will be affected. So istighfar and tawbah, and after that, turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at our own lives and say, what is it that I need to change in my life, and change it. Right? And these questions of, oh, but you see, if Allah already knows, why does he, those questions, don't ask. Because Allah, as I said, Allah is testing, and Allah tests not because He doesn't know, but because for us to know ourselves. And for us to create, inshallah, we ask Allah to help us to create evidence in favor of us, for ourselves, when we meet Allah, not the opposite. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahim.